It's Monday, December 17th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than 100 Christians have been arrested in Iran in just 1 week in order to cut all contact with religious groups and house churches, reports the Christian Institute. Many of the 114 believers were converts to Christianity from Islam who were accused of proselytizing. Conversion to Christianity is an offense punishable by more than 10 years imprisonment. The U.S. State Department has added Russia to its quote-unquote special watch list for religious freedom violators and added Pakistan to its list of countries of particular concern, reports the Christian Post. The other 9 countries designated as countries of particular concern include Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. President Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, claimed in an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that candidate Trump directed him to arrange hush money payments with 2 women because Trump was, quote, very concerned about how this would affect the election, end quote, if their allegations of affairs became public.
He's saying very clearly that he never directed you to do anything wrong. Is that true?
I don't think there's anybody that believes that. First of all, nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump. He directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters. I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
And he was doing that to help his election?
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter came about, 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So, yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
To help his campaign?
To help him and the campaign.
You mentioned dirty deeds in your allocution. When you think about it, when you look back, did you know what you were doing?
I'm angry at myself because I knew what I was doing was wrong. I should not be the only one taking responsibility for his actions.
So he's still lying?
Yes.
CNN reports that Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison last Wednesday for crimes that included arranging payments during the 2016 election to silence women who claimed affairs with Trump after the president's one-time fixer attributed his offenses to, quote, my duty to cover up his dirty deeds, end quote. Cohen's sentence is the longest imposed to date on anyone connected to the president or stemming from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the election, a probe that has consumed much of Trump's presidency. A federal judge in Texas has issued a ruling striking down the entirety of Obamacare, although whether the decision to strike down the pro-abortion government insurance program will last permanently is another question, reports LifeNews.com. Several Republican state attorneys general argued in their lawsuit that the repeal of the tax penalty gutted the argument for Obamacare itself. Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich has threatened to veto the heartbeat bill for a second time, reports Christian Headlines. The heartbeat bill, which passed in the Ohio House by a vote of 53-32 and the Ohio Senate by a vote of 18-13, would prohibit abortions if a heartbeat were detected. Kasich, who was ineligible to run for re-election due to term limits, is in his final days as governor. Governor-elect Mike DeWine, who will be inaugurated in January, has said he will sign the heartbeat bill. Urge Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich to sign the heartbeat bill into law by calling 614-466-3555. That's 614-466-3555. Or you can email Kasich through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Psalm 139:13-14 declares, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." An atheist couple in British Columbia was handed a nice lump of cash after they complained about the Christmas-themed decorations in their daughter's classroom, reports FaithWire.com. The entire ordeal began in 2014 when Gary Mongel and Maya Su, two outspoken atheists of Jewish and Japanese descent, respectively, learned the school's plans for the month of December, which included decorating elf ornaments and lighting candles on a menorah. Ultimately, the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal awarded the Humbuggers $12,000 because their daughter's enrollment in the Bowen Island Montessori School was allegedly threatened by their views. Psalm 14, verse 1 notes that the fool says in his heart, "There is no God." Have you been blessed by the Worldview Newscast? If so, we need your help to end 2018 in the black. If you're not already a monthly donor, would you prayerfully consider a pledge of $25 per month for a year? Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give in the top right corner, and then on the recurring monthly donation button. Thank you for your help. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, December 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.